listening to Enduring Words for Troubled Times, a daily devotional brought to you by Pastor David Guzik for Enduring Word.
Today, on this day after Christmas, I'm not going to read to you from a Bible passage for our daily time. Instead, I want to talk to you about a favorite Christmas carol of mine. And that would have to be Hark the Herald Angels Sing. I love it because it has a stirring melody. It's filled with a triumphant joy. And the words to that carol are classic, not only for their poetry, but also for their brilliant theology. Charles Wesley, the author of the hymn, that's the brother of the guy right over my shoulder here, he does a fantastic job of painting, the picture of the angelic announcement to the shepherds in Luke chapter 2. Charles Wesley also knew the person and work of Jesus in a very full way. Passages like this from the second stanza show that Wesley was dripping with scriptural understanding and allusion. Listen to this. Late in time, behold him come, offspring of the virgin's womb, veiled in flesh the Godhead see, hail the incarnate deity, pleased as man with men to dwell, Jesus our Emmanuel. Maybe my favorite stanza in the whole song is what we usually refer to as the third stanza. Lines from this include, mild he lays his glory by, born that man may no more die, born to raise the sons of earth, born to give them second birth. Hark, the herald angels sing, glory to the newborn king. Now, Charles Wesley, the hymn-writing brother of the famous John Wesley, wrote this hymn in 1738. He wrote it within a year of his conversion. The original poem had 10 stanzas. Most people today just know and sing these three. And here are some of the stanzas commonly forgotten, or some lines from them. Come, desire of nations, come, fix in us thy humble home. Rise, this woman's conquering seed, bruise in us the serpent's head. And then another stanza. Adam's likeness now efface, stamp thine image in its place. Second Adam from above, reinstate us in thy love. Now, what you may not know, it's the rest of the story, if you will, that Hark the Herald Angels Sing took over 120 years to finish. The tune that we now use for this carol was actually composed by Felix Mendelssohn in 1840. Mendelssohn was a Jewish believer in Jesus who was famous for reintroducing Johann Sebastian Bach to the musical world, as well as for his own musical works on the lives of Elijah and Paul. The music that found its way to Hark is from the second chorus of a cantata by Mendelssohn written to commemorate Johann Gutenberg and the invention of printing. In fact, the opening line, Hark the Herald Angels Sing, is not what Charles Wesley actually originally wrote. His opening line was, Hark for how the welkin rings. But what's a welkin? Well, it's an old English word for heavens. But a contemporary of Charles Wesley, the evangelist George Whitefield, substituted the familiar opening line over the protests of the author, Charles Wesley. In 1855, after both Wesley and Mendelssohn were dead, the Englishman Dr. William Cummings put the words and music together in spite of evidence that the author would not have approved of the change. You see, Charles Wesley had specifically requested slow, solemn music for his words to Hark the Herald Angels Sing. Now, when we get to heaven, it's going to be hard to know whom to thank for this great hymn. Do we thank Wesley, Whitefield, Mendelssohn, or Cummings? Each of them had their own contribution to this song that we know and I love. But we know who to thank for the gift of Jesus that the song tells us about. This year, be among the nations who rise and join the triumph of the skies. receive the great gift of God to us in Jesus Christ. Blessings to you, and I hope you've had a Merry Christmas.
Thanks for listening. For more information about Pastor David Guzik and his ministry, please visit enduringword.com.